community episodes.
His new name is the Count.
I'm not even sure what that was, but it scares me.
Sesame Street.
Oh, right,
Count.
You're too old for Sesame Street. We forgot.
What?
Oh, James, that's just insane.
Yes, I'm too old for Sesame Street, yes.
I thought Sesame Street, like, predated America.
Not so much, no.
No.
For us old types, we remember a pre-Sesame Street kind of experience, yeah.
Oh, what was it called? The Woody Show. That's what you probably grew up with. What was it? Howdy Doody Show. There we go. Howdy Doody. That's what it was.
I think he's that old, is he?
That's a little before my time.
Yeah, that's more like my mom's
Did
time.
You have anything children's related when you were a kid?
Yeah, I watched Warner Brothers.
Oh.
Ah, right. So in your era, people killed each other. And in our era, it was all happy, lovey-dovey, everyone gets along together era.
And that's why we all play Skyrim, so that we can give people arrows in the knee.
So I put a call out to our Facebook group. Anybody who wanted a shout-out on our show, because apparently people like shout-outs, and, you know, they're kind of fun. Anyone who wanted one, just reply to the thread, and people did. Quite a lot of people did.
Boy,
so the very first one was for Austin. Take it away, Austin.
All right. I'm going to give a shout-out to Corey's character, Van Dice. He's a Red Guard battle mage, and I don't have anything funny to say.
You could use the character's name, Van Dice.
This next one is kind of odd for me because I live in Portland right now, and there's a big sign on one of the buildings downtown that says, "Keep Portland Weird." And
hey, they stole that from Austin.
Well, okay, maybe they did. But my shout-out is to the character Tal, Tal, keep riffing weird.
Scott, you're up next.
Scott.
Okay.
Scott.
I'm right here. I have a shout-out for Jamie Clark. His character is a warrior. He needs to stop sneaking around and stealing stuff because all he has to do is bash in his enemies to take their stuff. So keep being a warrior.
Where's your Klingon honor? Come on.
Exactly.
Hey, small segue. Did anybody see the Skyrim in 2012 Part 2?
Yes.
Yep.
Did you notice that the answering machine for the phone, the call was coming in from Angier?
No, I didn't. I'll have to watch it again.
So the Greybeards were shouting out to the Dragonborn, basically. Just in a funny way. Okay. So we've got a random one here, I think.
Yeah, well,
James,
I haven't done
it. Actually, oh. James has got the next one, so Mackie can take it.
Yeah. This is all random, and it should be me, because this guy said, hey, chef's selection. But Baron Von Chicken Pants wants a shout-out for his ego. So, hey, your ego.
Ego. Nice.
All right. Well, the next one's kind of weird. We have a Curtis Ray Workman who wants to shout out to his fellow player, Libby Cheese Nips, or the official snack of the College of Winterhold. So the cool thing about that is, did anybody see the line of sweatshirts? I think they're from Cafe Press. You can get the faux college hoodies.
Yeah, it has the Winterhold graduate of the Winterhold College.
What one?
Yes. I'm planning on ordering one.
Yeah, I need that link. I need that link now. next shout out is to Brian Dorian. He loves the accent. Thank you very much. It's a whole country full of us. Oh, no. The next one is the computer. The computer needs to do a shout out. I didn't even prepare.
She's offline? How could you do that?
Give me a sec.
Well, while you're doing that, I will mention that I did look up where the name Ruprecht came from. Apparently, it's one of the companions of St. Nicholas in German lore.
Cool. So
people is using like lore names. That's a shout-out right there.
And speaking of companions, is he is that a German Doctor Who?
I only went so far as the link to the Wikipedia page. I didn't have the energy to actually follow it all the way through, so that's as much information as
I'm getting. I was too lazy to type it into Google or something.
There was the whole pressing the mouse button thing. That seemed like work.
Facebook has
the warrior does not need to be looked up on Wikipedia.
That computer just sounds so cool. It sounds actually like a Nord, like they're all this battle and tough computer voice.
It's like a Nord?
Well, yeah, just like a very tough person, basically, is what I mean.
I'm sure the computer would be flooded if it wasn't more like a Vulcan.
I think we'll leave it there. I think the next one is Mackie's.
Yes, I'm supposed to show some respect for David's Khajiit because he's playing on hardest difficulty using only a glass dagger. Yeah, that would be kind of hard.
Khajiit.
What would Khajiit do for you?
That's definitely something a Khajiit would do.
Did you see someone posted about how they were playing Khajiit and they were just chopping some wood at a farm? I think it was Rorikstead, and this woman just came up and attacked him. And he had that first thought that he had done something wrong, that he had actually had hit a chicken or something. But apparently, when he was running away, the woman said, "We don't want your kind here." So apparently, there are Khajiit races in that town.
Well, we knew there were people who didn't like Khajiit, but I didn't realize they were programmed to attack.
Rorikstead is kind of a border town, too. I wouldn't have thought it would be, you know, I don't really think of that place as, like, really Nord-oriented.
It's where the thief from the beginning of the game is from.
Well, it was one of the smaller towns. It wasn't one of the holds. It was one of the smaller towns, anyways. I think it might have been Rorikstead.
Well, we all know the song, but we won't sing it.
We'll use the polycast rule. No singing.
Thank you.
without preparation.
With preparation.
The next one is random, so who's going to do the next one?
Go for it, Austin.
This one's for Mike. Steve Tibor's knee is healing fine, so that's good.
Nice.
His knee is healing fine.
Since I missed it, it was actually supposed to be by Michael.
Oh, right. Yeah. Steve Tribor's knee wound is healing fine. Do you need a sweet roll?
He needs a sweet roll. His was stolen.
Well, Michael Fincher
has... No, we're not having a rap battle over whose character will kick whose butt.
No. We're not. I don't do rap battles. Maybe Austin can do one with himself as long as we mute him first.
Let's not bicker about who killed who. Nice Monty Python reference. Thank you very much.
Yes. So Michael Fincher wanted a shout out. He actually did co-hosting with us a couple of times on the that podcast because I needed someone to swap in for Michael when
the evil Xbox exclusives. Evil Xbox exclusives are upon us again real soon now.
Okay. Well, the next one's yours, Michael.
Well, actually Mackie needs to do the shout out from Michael Fincher.
Oh, she needs to work something into it.
But, oh. What, do we just need me to say huge tracts of land? Is that it? I was supposed to be working to a proper sentence, but...
He's a simple person. He just needs a simple line.
He's apparently a simple man with simple needs.
Well, exactly. The next one
and it looks like most of the Nord women do have vast tracts of land.
Depends on which mod you have installed.
True. You have some mods, it's massive tracts of land.
They get bigger and bigger depending on how many mods you've installed.
Yeah, but how much damage do they do when you use them as a weapon?
Oh, God.
They just glitch out. Don't worry. Well, the next shout is to Rista Madwick Mueller, the niece of Ryan Spencer. They're both addicted to Skyrim, and they want to shout, so... Fusrada!
Well, you get the next one, too, Michael.
Well, the next one doesn't require a shout, so my voice could recover. No. Fairchild, hey, what's up? Living in Xbox land. I'm so sorry for you.
But he does get DLC sooner. And the next one, the Xbox gamer tag of ETD, goes out to Edward T. Doyle. Never tires of watching his followers get pushed off ledges.
Pistons.
Yes, that really does never get old, that they watch the pistons go and then they walk right in front of them.
It's better than when they make a comment about, this place is amazing, and then, phew, over there. It doesn't like Minecraft.
I like how there's platforming in some of those Dwemer ruins. There'll be like hidden treasure chests, and you have to jump on pistons that are shooting up in the air to get into a secret alcove for a treasure chest.
Say what?
Yeah, there was a Dwemer ruin, I think it's Alfton, where there's a treasure chest hidden up on a ledge, but the only way to get to it is to jump onto these pistons that are pumping up into the air.
Yes, I know that spot.
Yep, and it took me a little while to get up there, and there was a nice little treasure chest with some stuff there.
Huh. Well, I missed that one.
That was fun. It was like a Mario puzzle in the middle of my
storeroom. Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of followers getting pushed off by pistons, did anybody see that there's a mod? My daughter said this was her favorite mod. That there's a mod that all it does is change Lydia's name to God damn it, Lydia.
As much as she likes to hang out next door to the bedroom or in my bedroom, yeah, that would be great.
I'm sorry. You guys, your burdens. Good God, jeez.
Have you guys seen the swearing mud crab one?
Oh, that sounds awful. Oh, let's see. The next one, somebody else can do Scott Solberg's one.
Scott should do it since it's Scott and Scott.
Ferenthal, to quit asking to hold my hand in dungeons because he's scared and the overeager pat to the butt after we kill something, it's frankly becoming weird. That's funny.
Apparently he follows you into your house if you marry Camilla, too.
Oh, I thought his name was Ferengar or something like that. Oh, whatever. Yeah, that's the elf that Michael killed in his own house. That was awesome.
The arrow to the neck.
And then putting the book kill before being killed.
Yes.
That was an awesome touch.
My favorite screenshot of the game.
let's see. I'll take Suzanne Voodoo Baby Wessenberg Lutros. Who knows whether I mangled that.
Dangerous, her middle name.
Yeah. So please tell Pandora that it's okay to take an arrow to the knee, but leaving it in for a couple days is probably not.
Raise your hand if your character's done this.
Raise your hand if your character hasn't done that. That'll be a smaller set.
I need to please praise Arianos for having saved every capital city from at least one dragon attack to east. And, oh, by the way, Skyrim, not all high elves, they're the Thalmor. There's a few that are nice. They're probably still a little, you peons don't know how to use magic, but they're all right otherwise.
Well, I did notice that my character at the playthrough I'm doing now did have Thalmor Death Squad start coming after him, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, you showed the little Death Note thing. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I posted it to Facebook. They're sending Death Squads after me. Periodically, when I run into the Thalmor out in the wilderness, they're hunting me.
Same here. Awesome.
So just because I was irritated by that, I went back to the embassy and killed everyone there.
I'll show you a death squad.
And speaking of dying, I found a mammoth apparently took an arrow to the knee and died. There's a post on there.
Poor mammoth.
Yeah, poor mammoth.
So Corey Mangle wanted another shout-out down here. So, Austin, if you scroll down, you can do this one.
All right. To Corey's friend Big Hoss, could you this would make his day. So shout out to Big Hoss, I guess, from Corey.
Now the next one's kind of funny. I did put an offer out on Facebook saying that if anybody wanted to send us an MP3, we'd play it, but nobody did. And Elizabeth LeBeau has the kicking dirt. Sadly, I want to do my own shout out.
But she used to buy a microphone.
She should have sent the MP3. We would have played it. Which is two quotes down, actually.
Yes, and we're going to give a shout out to Teus.
I don't know what the ASO
means. Apparently, you need to do another Thum out.
No, I did my Thum out. It's James's turn.
Vusroda!
That's definitely Transylvanian.
Yeah, I've got a cold.
Scott, give us a dragon shout.
Okay. Vosrado!
Not bad. Austin, dragon shout.
Give me a second here.
You're looking one up. You don't want to
do nice one. I'm trying to do something here.
Putting something special together.
A little something.
Oh, man, the blue roll right. is getting over full now, man.
Oh, crap.
That's cheating.
Couldn't even do your own shout.
That's just sad, man, Austin.
And it just didn't give me this like distinct idea running around Skyrim. You come up against a bad guy who wants to kill you. You pull out a tape recorder and press play. Mackie, give us a dragon shout.
Fus Roda.
Not much thum there.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of clogging up today.
I think
see if the computer can do it.
Seriously, see.
I might be afraid to hear what that's going to say.
Computer?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't think the computer understands the concept of shout, but we'll give it a try.
Fast roda.
Yeah. There's no spirit in a computer.
Well, scrolling up, there were a few more because when we thought we were recording last night, I put out another call. And we get, let's see, I like the first thing here from Ryan Gill, who says, if you're having dragon problems, I feel bad for you, son. I dodged 99 arrows, but my knee took one.
Very
that was good.
Yes.
Very clever.
And let's see, there's Sam Moschler further down says, I would love a shout-out to Britler and Cone. Britler is my wife and main character, and Cone is my four-month-old, who sits in his bouncy chair and watches me play.
So, aww. Yes.
The question you have to ask then is, his main character is his wife. Who does he marry?
I mean, he'll set you up with somebody really hot.
Okay, moving on. Shout out to Steve Evans, big fan of Skyrim and the podcast. Thank you very much, Steve.
And John Susio, or I hope that's how it's pronounced, like to give a shout out to his girlfriend, Kathy. And he wants his girlfriend to know that he still loves her, even though he's been engulfed by Skyrim. Probably means she hasn't seen him lately.
There is a pause feature with that game, unlike World of Warcraft.
There's also a shut off the Xbox feature.
Yeah.
See, now you're just talking heresy.
There is that video on YouTube of the jealous girlfriend destroying the guy's PlayStation 3.
Oh, no, that's just overkill. Don't do that. That's rude.
See, now you're bringing up a Bugs Bunny reference where Bugs Bunny stalks off and says, of course you realize this means war.
It's war.
Who's got Ed's shout-out?
Give that to Scott. See if he can get one straight.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the Bandits, Forsworn, and Necromancers for making it easy to fill a Black Soul gem.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
That's a good one.
Although, if you ever need gems, just go into a Dwemer place.
Oh, yeah. I know. Tell me about it. Ridiculous how many gems you get once you get the nose stone unturned. Good lord.
Okay, well, further down we have Brian Arndt, who knew Mercer Fry was a bad egg.
Well, hey, he's voiced by the guy from the Thief games. That should be a tip-off.
I actually didn't see it coming. I mean, as the hints started to drop, I figured it out. But at the very start, when I very first met the guy, you know, he's shady like a thief should be. So I thought it was a good story.
And what we really need now is someone who's not from Australia, but from the UK, because I'm not even sure that this is English here.
Shout out for Blunders, Southampton, UK. Eastley, Eastley. Rap, rap. And all that shite.
What we need is an English to English translation here.
We got a few words of English.
Well, I need a British to American translation.
Yes, see if Google can figure that out for us. Let's see, we've got a Japanese person. I'm not even sure what gender because I can't tell from the name. I'm afraid to pronounce it.
I think it's a guy because it ends in O, but I'm not sure.
That would be Spanish.
Well, no, it's here. It's Mori. Actually, there's a picture of the guy. Or no, wait, that might not be him. I don't know.
Yeah, but
I think
you probably can't tell from the Facebook picture.
I think I can pronounce it Morihiro Tsuruta.
Oh, no.
I think it's probably more like Morihiro Tsuruta.
Yeah, Morihiro,
closer,
sorry.
Yeah.
But I know Tsuruta. Tsuruta.
I just had to wait for somebody to get it wrong first.
Well, he said call him Mori.
Yeah,
Mori. Well, now that that person is pounding their head on the desk wishing they hadn't posted at all.
We have a podcast shout out whatsoever. We should all give a shout out to Shiogarath, who we will love until we get turned into a sweet roll.
That's awesome. And I think...
What about Ben Strong? Did you do that one?
No, that was a question. That's,
the question.
That's in the wrong thread.
All right.
That's the one. Yeah. But, you know, we are doing shout outs, so why don't we talk about dragon shouts?
Okay.
Here we go.
Segway.
Good segue. Well, I like the dragon rend is obviously a favorite for taking down dragons. But I like the fire breath because I was actually on a hill with some bandits running up to me, and I just breathed fire shouted at, down at them, and they just curled up into blackened little just humps of flesh, and it was just awesome.
Yeah, like, lots of things don't like being on fire.
Yeah. Do you know what never gets old? Using unrelenting force to drive things off cliffs.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah,
I did that to Cicero.
Awesome!
Oh. Continuing tradition of knocking Cicero off of high cliffs.
Now I'm watching the
videos where they're oblivious, everyone kicking the dooring fan off.
I have been using Aura Whisper more than any other shout in my current playthrough.
Really? What for?
It's really cheap to cast, and you see all the enemies everywhere they are. It's just brilliant.
I like the wind walking, the whirlwind walk shout that can help you jump over large chasms and get to treasure chests that are also on little ledges all by themselves.
And relatedly, if you're overloaded and you're not quite back to your horse yet because you're slogging through the ruin, that's great for speeding up your trip. I checked my stats the other day. It's my most used shout just because of that.
Sweet.
I don't use slow time because that's what happens when I use my bow anyway.
Yeah.
Kind's Peace, the guy who was doing the pacifist run through used Kind's Peace pretty heavily. But his trick was to run through the dungeon as far as he can until there was like a mass of people attacking him and then use it so that you get the most out of it.
Does that work on things like Draugr?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
You get the full version of that and just about everything goes peaceful. Except bosses, I guess.
Seems like it'd be kind of an irritating way to play. It seems like it'd be easier to sneak up to 100 and just bypass everything.
Has he gotten to the part where he has to go past the one dragon priest that grabs a staff to get to Savengard?
Yeah, if you sneak up on him so that he doesn't know you're coming, the staff remains in the spot. So you can just run past him and jump through the thing.
Yeah.
Elemental Fury to bring the storms in.
Oh, I like that one.
Actually, no, that's the wrong one. That's the one that speeds up your attacks. No, Storm Call. If I'm outside, and especially in like the Civil War, Storm Call is just brilliant. On the flip side, the one to call in your dragon friend, what's that one called? Call Dragon. Yeah, real original name.
Does that actually bring him back?
Yeah.
That brings Odovane.
Yeah. Oh, I had this weird notion that was a one-use thing.
Nope. Okay. No, it's nope. Junk. I've used it out in the open multiple times. You can't really use it indoors. Out in the open multiple times, and the Storm Call is so much better. He just flies around pestering people, and you've still got to kill them all yourself, pretty much. He never lands. He never noms on people. It's just annoying. I mean, I'm sure there's a random chance in there that he'll actually be useful, but Storm Call is always useful.
He's good at fighting other dragons.
You gotta be careful not to get hit by the lightning bolt yourself, though.
Yeah, but those dragons, they all look alike. Has anyone just become ethereal?
I don't think I've ever used that one. There was a playthrough where I was using Ice Form a lot to just stop things in their tracks.
I got the impression become ethereal means that you, like a ghost, you can't be harmed at all, but you can't harm anything else either.
Yeah, right. I think that is it.
And you can jump off cliffs.
It's a way to get through an area. If you see a door on the other side of a room that you want to get through so that the mob in that room won't be something that you have to deal with, you could use it for that.
Can you walk through doors?
No, I don't know if you can walk through the door, but you can at least
get
to the
door. No, I think you still
door.
Have to use the door and make it open and everything.
I think I know someone that jumped off a cliff and used it, and they didn't get any damage.
I think Matt Jin was talking about that one time, that he had been jumping around on waterfalls and things and exploring that way.
Disarm. I get annoyed by the dragon doing that on me enough that I don't bother doing it to anyone else.
You just rather kill him.
Yeah.
Being disarmed. There was the playthrough I did with the warrior who had the 100 bow skill and had this awesome ebony bow. There were a couple of times, I don't remember which dungeon it was, but we're... A Death Lord kept using that on me, and I kept thinking I was going to lose the damn bow.
I've never been disarmed yet in any of the games I've played. I've killed quite a few Death Lords, so I don't know.
I don't quite understand why there's a difference between Frostbreath and Ice Form. I think they probably should have been the same shout.
I think one just makes them very cold, and the other one actually freezes them.
Yeah,
the Ice Form turns them into an ice block.
Yeah, it probably should be the same, though. But, yeah.
And then there's all the other shouts that you can't get. Resurrect Deg Dragon, that would be an awesome one.
What do you mean, can't get?
Slanted Vo. This is a shout done by Alduin to raise a dragon.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, there's a whole little section there with the dragon shouts in the wiki about ones that only are used.
Meteor Shower is incredibly annoying. I had Alduin do that on me in my current playthrough. And even after I defeated him and he flew away, the darn thing was still going. So I would love that one. That's right up there with Stormcall.
Now, speaking of that, just since you mentioned Alduin and flying away, has anyone done a playthrough where they've killed Parthenax?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I tried to.
I just did that. I killed him, and I've been bringing followers to the Blades.
I think Clear Skies might have stopped a meteor storm.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. I should have thought of doing that.
Yeah.
Summon Fog is kind of interesting. That could have had an interesting aspect in gameplay, but I suspect that the engine doesn't really allow fog to be pulled in whenever and wherever.
That was at Sovngarde when you fight Alduin.
Yeah, that's what he's using to make sure people don't find their way to Sovngarde so that he can steal their souls. Yeah. Summon Spectral Clone, a completely useless shout, which the Greybeards use.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can practice shouting at them. It's sort of hints at a world of shouts that exists beyond what you learn in Skyrim.
Which means there's plenty of room for DLC there.
Mm.
Definitely.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's all I had to say about dragon shouts.
I think that probably means we want to leave the constellation tree to another episode, because I think we probably got enough for a good episode.
Yeah, next episode we're gonna get tactical. We're gonna go into details about gameplay tactics, like which perk should you go for first when you're playing certain kinds of characters, and we're gonna analyze the perk trees. And I have no idea if it's gonna fit in one episode because there's a lot.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a topic for an entire episode, and maybe another, and maybe some more.
Yeah, so if you're on the Facebook group or you want to join the Facebook group to do this, put your input about the perk trees, which ones you took and in which order, and why, perhaps. Throw that into the Facebook group, and we'll pick up on that when we do our next episode. But for now, if you've missed an episode and want to catch up, you want to subscribe to the iTunes feed or join the Facebook group, you want to follow us on Twitter or join the Steam group, you can find – or actually, I'll add in another part – or you want to – get links to our affiliates, Polycast, Goon Gaming, and Bearded Gaming. Did I miss one? No, that's
we have a self-referential link to that podcast.
That podcast. If you like Fallout New Vegas and you never heard our podcast and you like this one, you can check out that podcast because we had a lot of fun doing it. You can find these links and more at www.jaroba.com, jaroba.com/thumcast, thumcast. I didn't miss my cue for a change.
Amazing.
That we've lost Scott.
God.
Oh, shit, I'm right here. I'm sorry. Hold on. Oh.
In the business, we call that a dramatic pause.
You're building up tension for the shout out.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Awkward Science was co-guest hosting from Polycast.
You said it was right above 16? No, it can't be. Maybe it was right below. God damn it, where is it?
What are you doing, Scott? You know this is getting recorded, right?
Well,
we're live.
Hold on.
40,000 people are going to download this episode.
No, James is obviously going to edit this out.
No, he's not. You don't know James at all.
Well, if I do,
if
I do edit,
he's not going to click to look up something. You think he's going to edit you stumbling out? I mean,
if I do edit it out, it will all go in as is at the end.
God damn it! I gotta find it quickly. I saw the link for episode 16, but I don't see the shout-out post. You started the. Oh wait, is that it? No. Damn it. Where is it?
This would be a good time for some Jeopardy music.
Oh wait, there it is. Okay. And you said now Scott who? Which one?
Solberg.
Solberg. Okay, I just wanted to get the right one.